If you're a mindfulness coach or teacher, no doubt you're including mindfulness exercises in your classes and courses or coaching. What about gratitude? Do you bring gratitude into it? How does that fit into the whole picture of mindfulness? Is it the same thing? Is it something different? That's what we're exploring today. This is the Teach Mindfulness podcast, and my name's Shamesh. So, first thing is that gratitude, the practice of gratitude, whether it's gratitude journaling every day for a few minutes, whether it's thinking about two or three things that you're grateful for at the end of your day, or just going through your day and thinking about things that you're grateful for, things that are going well in your life, has loads of studies to show the benefits of actually. It's done in the field of positive psychology, so it's under that banner quite often. And quite often, positive psychologists talk about the benefits of gratitude and how when people do gratitude practices, good for their health, physically, mentally, socially, even end up doing more exercise, you sleep better. Seems to have so many benefits. How does it link with mindfulness, you may be wondering? Something I've reflected on as well. And the first point is that to be grateful, you do need to have a level of mindfulness, don't you? Because if you need to be able to notice what's going well in your life or what you could be happy about and appreciate, rather than just focusing automatic pilot mode of mind on all the things that are going wrong. So gratitude does require a level of mindfulness. So as you start to teach mindfulness to your classes, as your students start to be more mindful, a bit more aware, and less on their usual autopilot, hooked to their usual stream of thoughts, there's the opportunity for gratitude practice. So that's the first thing. The very fact that you're doing mindfulness with your classes gives the opportunity for that. But you could actually integrate gratitude practices into your sessions. For example, you could do a gratitude body scan where you go through different parts of the body, but you don't just cultivate a mindful awareness, but you bring this attitude of gratitude towards each of those parts of the body, and how they're functioning, hopefully, and they're leading to your well-being and you able to do all the stuff that you get up to during the day. And then you can even do something as simple as a gratitude breath. So rather than just the normal mindfulness of breath, you feel your breath, notice the sensations of the breath going into your lungs and out again. And then maybe getting the class or student to think about where's that oxygen coming from? It's coming from nature, it's coming from the trees and other living organisms, and they are offering this oxygen to you that you're breathing in. And so being grateful for that. And there's a couple of ideas, but almost any mindful practice can also be a gratitude practice. A lovely one is to turn a mindful walk into a gratitude walk, or a mindfully gratitude walk, where as you go on the walk, you think about all the wonderful things that you can see, the fact that you have your senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, whichever senses you have available to you, being grateful for that, because not everybody does have that. So there's some ways of integrating the gratitude into your classes. You could even encourage some gratitude journaling. Quite often mindful teachers and students, they practice journaling after they do each meditation or at the end of the day to reflect on how things are going. They could simply write down one or two or three things that they were grateful for from that day. And you can deepen that practice by also thinking, why am I grateful for this thing? So there's another idea. But just like I've been talking earlier in a previous episode about kindfulness or heartfulness and awareness, not just mentally, but almost like an emotional awareness of our different sensations, or when we're being mindful from the heart. You can also do this with gratitude as well, because gratitude can be a thought process where you can think about what you're grateful for, but it can also be an emotional process so you can actually feel that sense of gratitude. Now, one thing that I've noticed that's come up for some people is that, they have a gratitude practice and they think of things to be grateful for. But then when life gets difficult and they're not feeling great or they're feeling very low, and they do a so-called gratitude practice or try to think of what they're grateful for, and it doesn't work, in inverted commas, it doesn't, in the sense of it doesn't make them feel better. And how do you help someone in that situation? Well, in that case, what's happening is that rather than the person being grateful without any expectations, there's the practice of gratitude and hoping to feel a certain way, hoping to feel good. And if that doesn't work, then getting frustrated by it. Another thing that can happen is the thought, oh, I should be grateful, or I must be grateful, but I don't feel good at the moment. And even though I'm trying to be grateful, it's not working. Again, it's the same idea, the same trap of trying to be too rigid in the gratitude practice and trying to get a certain feeling or an outcome from it. And if you're not getting that, getting frustrated, and I guess feeling even more ungrateful about it. So there's the shoulds and the must type thinking that can sneak in. And that's something to watch out for. And this is where the more traditional, I would say, mindfulness would be quite helpful. Rather than trying to force yourself to feel a certain way, just to notice, to observe, and to accept and allow those feelings to be there, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant feelings, making space for them, noticing where they are in the body, feeling it with this friendly or kind attitude, with the kindfulness that can help you kind of get out of that little cul-de-sac almost of thinking about how you should be grateful when you're not feeling that good. So there's a few things about gratitude. It's a nice practice to do. I think it's more challenging when you're not feeling that great, because you could have the gratitude thought, but it may not have an impact. So be mindful of that and conscious of that when you're sharing this with your students, and not getting too fixated about, you know, whether it will create this feeling or that feeling, but just encouraging it as a natural practice. And some people will be more up for it than others. It's almost like a value, like in ACT, the mindfulness in ACT. People think about what values are most meaningful for them. And for some people, naturally, you know, they're attracted to living in a more grateful way, and others are attracted to some other ways of living, like creatively or kindfully or curiously. So it depends. Different people will be up for it. But it's something you can certainly offer and see how the class responds to it. Thanks for listening to the Teach Mindfulness podcast. We're starting a new community for mindfulness teachers. So as I've mentioned before, if you're interested, get in touch with me, send a message or an email through our website, shamashaladina.com, and I can tell you more about it. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and see you in the next one.